Hot 105 with us this morning from the Broward County Sickle Cell Disease Association. We have with us the president, Mike D. Payne. Good to see you again. How are you doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful, Rodney.
And we have the community outreach coordinator, Karen Smith. Good to see you again. How are you today?
I'm great. And you?
Quite well. And from the Westside Gazette newspaper, Bobby Henry.
I'm terrific and getting better.
Tell us about the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Broward County.
Sickle Cell Disease Association of Broward County was an organization that was formed in 1977 by the late Cheryl Peterman, Henry Lattimore, and Levi Henry Jr. Our organization was formed to help eradicate and educate the community at large about sickle cell disease and sickle cell trait.
On Sunday, August the 7th, you have an event.
Yes, Rodney. I would like to first start by saying thank you to Cox Media Group, Hot 105, and especially to you for all you and this organization have done and continue to do to advance, support, and uplift this community that we all love.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Most folks know me, Mike D. Payne, for being all in when it comes to the Longshoremen's Union and organized labor. But I also have a genuine love, care, and concern for my community, and have often said that if unity is truly what unions are about, then unity is exactly what union members should be bringing back into their communities. As president and chairman of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Broward County, Inc., to announce and invite one and all to come out on Sunday, August 7th, and be a part of the inaugural Levi Henry Jr. White Hat Awards Gala.
Where was this gala take place?
It's at the Broward Center of the Performing Arts in the Mary N. Porter Riverview Ballroom at 201 Southwest 5th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 33312.
And what time do you kick off on Sunday?
Promptly at 4 p.m. The Westside Gazette newspaper and the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Broward have collaborated on what most definitely will be a grand affair. Come out on Sunday, August 7th, beginning at 4 p.m. and help celebrate the 45th anniversary of the Broward County oldest and largest African American newspaper. Hear from iconic civil rights legend and former executive director of the NAACP, Dr. Benjamin F. Chavis, who will be our honored guest speaker.
And Dr. Ben Chavis is a dynamic speaker. And Mr. Henry, you're also going to highlight other individuals in our community.
Absolutely. Those individuals are former Judge Zebedee Wright, Reverend Josie Johnson, and Miss Esther Baylor. These are all community servants who have stood the test of times and in the battle. We have a special award that we're giving to someone who's deserving, and it's the Angel Amongst Us Award.
If we'd like to attend this White Hot Gala,
the cost is $45 a ticket. You can call the Westside Gazette at 954-525-1489, or you can call the Sickle Cell office at 954-587-2119.
Is this information available on a Facebook page or a website?
See this information at Sickle Free Broward.
Also at the westsidegazette.com.
Rodney, I just want folks to know that this event is the brainchild and vision of Bobby R. Henry Sr., publisher of the Westside Gazette newspaper, and do some great things for the community and help some folks who are not doing too well, namely our clients over at the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Broward County.
Rodney, we would like to thank all of our partners of this event in advance. There is still sponsorship opportunity available. We'll be highlighting and spotlighting all of them at this event, being it's going to be a great event.
And valet parking is included in that $45 fee.
Yes, all attendees will be allowed to valet park their cars, no charge.
From the Westside Gazette newspaper, we have the publisher, Bobby Henry, with us this morning from the International Longshoremen, also the president and chairman of the Broward County Sickle Cell Disease Association, Mike D. Payne, and the outreach coordinator, Karen Smith. And much success on Sunday. Thank all of you.
Thank you.